Welcome, everybody, to Nambucca Valley Council Delegation Public Forum, 15th of April 2025. I would like to acknowledge the Gumbengia people, who are the traditional custodians of this land, and I'd also pay respects to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to any Aboriginal people present. Now, the meeting is being webcast, and those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. The mayor and councillors are being video recorded. Are there any disclosures of interest?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, there is not.
Thank you. The delegation forum today, I'd ask Mr. Tony Grimmins to come forward. You have 5 minutes to put your presentation forward, and then we'll get the councillors if they wish to ask you questions. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, councillors and council staff. Thank you for the opportunity to address tonight's meeting. Also, thank you for the current roadworks on Scott's Head Road. We greatly appreciate your ongoing support. I apologise for Ray Folk of the Scott's Head Community Group, who's previously addressed council on this matter several times in the past. Unfortunately, Ray can't be with us tonight. I won't pretend to have Ray's intimate knowledge of all the finer detail of this. However, I will do my best to represent Scott's Head Community Group. I'd like to acknowledge the work of the Director of Engineering and his staff, who revisited this proposal and conducted a second feasibility study on a less costly route option after discussions with Ray and also Alan Turner from Scott's Head, who is the brains behind the proposal and is with us here tonight. I'd like to acknowledge the author of the report, who I thought did an excellent job. I note the business paper prepared following the second feasibility study recommends council not proceed with this project based primarily on cost. And I'm not going to dispute any of the findings in the paper, but I do note that there were two options listed after the recommendation. One was to support the recommendation, at which point basically the proposal is dead in the water and not going anywhere. The other option, two, was to seek state, federal and private funding to reduce the cost on ratepayers. In support of option two, it was always assumed by the Scott's Head Community Group that this project would be funded through grant funding. It was never our intention that it would be funded by the ratepayers of the Nambucca Valley. And further, it was also always assumed that this was a project that would take some time. Take some time to get the funding, take some time to get the right route and to negotiate things and get it in place. So, hence, putting some energy in now and moving things forward in anticipation that something might happen for some time. I'd just like to share a little story. My wife and I recently travelled to southern New South Wales and Victoria. I'm a former road cyclist and mountain biker, rode extensively for about 10 years in southeast Queensland on a daily basis. I was amazed at the number of cycle tourism active transport initiatives that I saw whilst we were travelling. And just briefly, Tumut, Albury Wodonga, Yakandanda, Beechworth, Omeo, Mount Beauty, Corryong, Tathra and Berry all had various forms of cycling initiatives. They had rail trails, they had mountain bike parks, and then they had other cycling bits of infrastructure that perhaps joined those two elements together. It really surprised me as a former cyclist, and it's some years since I rode, there was nothing that vaguely resembled that then. So my reflections of that when I was asked to speak on this tonight were that, there's so much activity in those southern states, also in the northern rivers in this same space. supporting option two positions ask the Nambucca Valley to leverage this growing cycling and adventure tourism market. Later this year, Council will be leading a master planning process for Scott's Head Village. The intention of this is to investigate the current state of the village and then how to best prepare the village for the years ahead. I would propose that this project is exactly the sort of initiative that could be part of the future for Scott's Head and more broadly the Nambucca Valley, and could be one of those items that could get picked up and addressed during the master planning process. So in summary, this project provides safe bike walking path linking Scott's Head residents and visitors with both Maxville and Nambucca Heads. But conversely, it also links Nambucca Heads and Maxville with Scott's Head, and as was identified in the business paper, potentially with Scott's Head Beach. It also complements existing cycling infrastructure, such as Jack's Ridge Mountain Bike Park, and also the current Maxville to Nambucca Bike Path. And I saw during my many years in Brisbane, there were lots of similar cycling initiatives, which really seemed to come to life when there were linking elements added.
Mr. Grimmins, if you just hold on there, we have a moving. Thank you, Councillor McGrimmins. Thank you, Councillor Vance. You've got another 3 minutes, so you've got much to.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, I've got two sentences. Right. So, in closing, councillors, I impress upon you that rather than voting for one and shutting down this proposal for good, that instead you consider option two. We keep this proposal alive until sufficient funds can be obtained through grants and donations for it to be successful.
Thank you. Sorry, councillors, I meant to see if you were in favour of that. I apologise for my indiscretion. Is there any questions of the speaker? Yes, Councillor Simpson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Tony, for the presentation. And look, I'm a big supporter of active and adventure tourism. Oh, sorry, my bad. Thank you, Tony. I'm a big supporter of active and adventure tourism, which this would be part of. My question to you is, have you looked into, or it might be a question for Ray, but I'm wondering if you know, in terms of the rail trails and the other initiatives that you mentioned, and I know you've got some funding ideas in these papers, but have you actually reached out to those groups to see where they managed to get their grants? Because these are, once again, very expensive projects.
I don't know the answer to that, I'm afraid. Ray may have. I think we became aware of a range of funding dedicated to cycling or active transport initiatives. I'm not sure whether or not the group actually contacted those various other groups to find out where they got their funding from.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Yes, Councillor Smith?
Would the community group support a more whole valley approach in terms of looking into that kind of ecotourism biking infrastructure? I think, you know, Scott's Head's an amazing town. It's such a connected community that speaks so clearly and can advocate for itself. But as councillors, we have to look at opportunities for the whole valley. And for something like this, I can see it not dying, but possibly becoming part of a larger strategy for the whole valley and how we can best utilise our outdoor spaces and prioritise our recreational activities?
We support that, definitely. I think that's the best outcome. This is really just one small piece in, you know, a tapestry of future options, which hopefully would sort of activate the whole valley.
Any further questions? Scott's Head be happy with a stage project over many years instead of trying to get it done? I mean, with the costing, I mean.
I think
can it be staged?
We'd be happy to work with council on a range of options, just as we've done so far with the engineering section. I think this is a worthy project. It might feel like it's a little ahead of the curve at the moment, and it might be competing with other council priorities. But, you know, it's a quality project that would be a great addition to, you know, the valley as a whole, more so than just Scott's Head on its own. So if a staged approach was what got it delivered in the longer term, I can't see why we'd have a problem. Like, obviously, one of the key pieces to deliver is the bridge, is the water crossing. You know, once that's in place, life gets a whole lot easier. And I assume that will, you know, obviously involve some significant funding somewhere down the track. But certainly to your question, yes, we'd be quite happy.
Happy with that. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for your presentation. No further. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
As there's no further business, I'll declare the delegations meeting closed.